Welcome back, everybody. Rattler Stadium, Tom Turbeville, Bryce Jones is alongside. This is the pregame show with Coach Casey Dacus. It's brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is our business. And we're visiting first pregame show with Coach Casey Dacus. And Casey, first, let me be one of the last to welcome you back home to Navasota, where you graduated here in 1994. Talk a little bit about what you think your feelings are going to be as we get ready for kickoff, as you come back to your alma mater and you're the head coach. I mean, that's got to be a special feeling for you inside and for your family.
It is, absolutely, and thanks for having me. Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, it's one of those deals where it's a dream come true. You know, I wanted to come home when I saw the opportunity that was available, and I tried to jump on it as fast as I could, and I got lucky, to be real honest with you, because this is, as everybody knows, Navasota is a sought-after job. You know, it's a place where a lot of people would like to be. And so the fact that they thought enough of me to give me that opportunity meant an awful lot to me, and I'm very grateful for that. And as far as feelings go, you know, there's going to be some butterflies and there's going to be a little bit of pregame jitters, if you will. But I know that once the ball gets teed up and it becomes football again, then I'll feel a little more comfortable.
There's a man and a lady still up in Stephenville that's got to be awful special too. Also, of course, your dad, a longtime coach here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's funny. We talk every couple of days, and I'll ask him a question, or he'll remind me of something, and it's just great. You know, he was head coach for 6 years here, and an athletic director for more than that. And the cool thing is he's been on that side of the desk, and so he knows, you know, some different things that he can tell me that'll help me out. And if I have questions, I have an easy person to call and to find things out. But yeah, they're extremely excited. They'll be at all our home games, I'm sure, and so they'll be in the stands, and I'm sure he'll have some good criticism or critique for me, if you will, after the game. I'm sure he'll tell me what we could have done better and what we need to work on and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to those conversations.
Let's talk a little bit about your football team. You've got a good blend of returners and some new guys that came up from the JV. We'll talk about offense first. Offense may be running a little bit behind the defense from the looks of the couple of scrimmages that you had, but that's typical in the early season. But let's talk about just your offense in general and what you think.
I'm really excited about where we're at right now. We are a little bit behind our defense. We have fewer returning starters on the offensive side of the ball, and we're trying to learn a new scheme. Same thing with defense as well, trying to learn a new scheme. But offensively, we have lots of skill, speed, like Navasota always does. Some receivers I'm really excited about. You know, you have Thomas Robinson, who last year played running back, and now we're moving him to a slot receiver, and Kierrick Moore, who's a returning player for us. Both of those guys are really good in the slot. Our outside receivers are Darren Thomas and Tavares Baker. Both have made tremendous improvements since we started fall camp. Lots of speed with those four guys, and we really want to look for ways to get the ball in their hands. O-line, we're really happy with where we're at. We obviously have some improvements to make there based on our first two scrimmages, but we're really happy with that group. And again, continuity is a big deal with offensive line, and I think the more we play together with those guys, the more reps they get, the more comfortable they're going to be. And obviously you got a guy like Jordan Jefferson anchoring that unit, and when you got guys like that, you know, it's a lot of fun to coach guys like that. So I'm hoping that he'll be the leader that I know that he is, and he'll pull those guys together. Quarterback-wise, we have a new guy moving in this year named Zach Dyer, coming in from Iola. We're excited about the progress he's made. He's picking up the offense fairly quickly, and we're excited about it. We're ready to get going.
Obviously, when you talk about Navasota, their history, even going back to when Coach Fedora coached them to a state championship, even before that, teams come in and they think about having to defend the passing game. But I know that you got some running backs that you hope to be able to develop some balance to.
Absolutely, and that's a good point. You know, with the spread, everybody automatically assumes passing game first. And honestly, what you really shoot to be is balanced. You know, you try to get balanced with the run game as well as the passing game. And we feel like we got a stable of good backs, honestly. You know, we're gonna probably play with the starter a little bit. It might change week to week because we feel like we've really got three or four guys really that could all play. One of them is a sophomore kid named Darius Randall. We're really excited about him. He can really run. He's got really, really good speed. And we'd really like to get him on the edge and get him out and get him going. Quay Steptoe is more of a between the tackles back. He's kind of a big bruiser, definitely not afraid of contact, and a guy that we really like to use, especially in short yardage. Derek Henderson is a third guy, and I say the third guy, but he's really not. They're all about the same, honestly, and we feel really good about Derek. He does a lot of good things, especially in pass protection. He's really good at identifying blitzers and picking up stunts and that kind of thing. And then the fourth guy would be Jay Jones. And Jay Jones, I'll say this about him. He can play anywhere. He could play offensive tackle if we asked him to. You know, he's one of those kind of guys, and so he'll get his chances back there too. So we're real excited about that group.
This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is our business. We talked about the offense. Let's talk about the defense. Very impressed from the one practice and the one scrimmage that I was able to see, and I guess the head coach was pretty impressed with how they look early.
Yeah, absolutely. The defense is a lot of fun to watch right now. What you'll notice when you watch them is there's 11 guys that are just running to the football. And one thing about Navasota, and I alluded to it earlier, is just Navasota always has speed. And what I've noticed when I look out there on our defensive side is we got some speed out there and some guys that can really run. And we're excited about it. Probably the group that jumps off the page more than any other is the front four. Tyron Preston, Tyreek Houston, Jarek Beasley, Noah Burkhalter, Cal Acosta, and I could go on that. But all of those guys have high motors. They're high character kids, and they get after it, you know, and we're excited about that. Linebacker-wise, we have Nathan Ibarra, Tremichael Sweet, Jay Jones, and I talked a little bit about him earlier. Montarius Love will see some time at linebacker. Those guys all have a nose for the football. They do a really good job running to the ball, making our defensive linemen right, if you will, in the scheme that we're running, and we're excited about those guys. On the back, we're playing Sean Taylor and Keith Steptoe at safety, Christian Johnson and Johnny Sweet at corner, and Donovan Thomas will probably be that nickel corner that comes in to start with right now. But I say that to say that we have obviously some speed guys back there too, and we're real fortunate right now with those guys because they've gotten a lot better in a short period of time. So if you watch the scrimmages or you come to practice, what you'll see those guys doing is just getting after it, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Their tempo is great. They're picking up the scheme really, really well, and Coach Davis is really excited about them too.
Now, you talked about Tyreek Houston, but I think I told you that I think last year, other than the quarterback, he's probably the name that we called out most often is number 33, Tyreek Houston. He's just a joy to watch.
He's a great player. He's fun to coach. He just doesn't know any other speed other than full speed. And when you get guys like that, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they're difference makers. And Tyreek is definitely a difference maker, and we're excited to have him.
Miguel Alvarado, your kicker, I know you're very impressed with him. He's got a pretty good range for a young kid.
He really does. As a sophomore, he's probably good from about 40 yards and in consistently. And we're excited about him. You know, once he gets in the weight room and gets a little bit stronger, I think that the range will improve a little bit more, even from what it is right now. And then just this past week, we found out he can punt. So this might be a situation where you might see him in more than just extra points and field goals and kickoffs. You may also see him punting as well. So he's a pretty talented kid.
We're going to talk later on in the season when we get closer to district about this new district that Navasota's in with the Houston schools. But let's talk about the opponent tonight, Bel Air Episcopal. It's a private school. But I know you were telling the team the other day after the scrimmage, you know, watch out for these private schools. And I can tell my own story. I went up to Nebraska where my grandson played and where he played for 3 years in high school. And they don't have enough teams up there to fill out a district with public schools. So they fill in with a lot of private schools. And some of those private schools were the toughest ones that we played in every sport. So talk about this team we're playing tonight.
Yes, you're exactly right. Private schools is kind of a tough deal for public schools because, you know, private schools don't play by the same rules. And, you know, they're allowed to recruit kids and their practice times are different. They can start earlier. And I could go on and on down the list on that. But, you know, Bel Air Episcopal is a great program. The stuff we've seen on film from those guys is they're really good. Just this past week, they flew to North Carolina and played a private school in North Carolina. So they're already kind of a game ahead of us as far as this year goes, which is a little bit unnerving just because they'll have a chance to kind of get some of the kinks out before we will. And so we're a little bit nervous about that part of it. But, you know, they have good players. They have O-line, D-line guys, a couple of offensive tackles and a defensive end. That are probably Division I kids. They have a couple of receivers that are and a couple of DBs that are as well. So they're plenty talented. I think last year they had a receiver that committed to Alabama and ended up going to Alabama. So they don't lack talent. So it's going to be quite a challenge for us in game one.
I want to talk as we go along in the season about your staff and the new staff that you brought in here. But real quick, talk about your DC and your OC and the ones that you brought in there, the people that will be, you know, over your two units.
Right. Jason Davis is going to be our defensive coordinator. He's coming from Farmersville, where he's been the last several years. And he's going to try to implement a 4-3 style defense, attacking defense, that might morph from week to week depending on what the opponent is. But he's a really good coach, and we got really, really lucky to get him because he was pretty sought after when we were going through the interview process. And we got lucky that he committed to us. And so we're excited about him and what he brings as far as knowledge and experience, and just kind of he's a level-headed guy, and that's really good to have on a staff. Our offense coordinator is Cody Morrison. He's coming from Sweetwater. Prior to that, he was at the University of Tulsa for 3 years, a GA up there. And I don't know if many know, but Philip Montgomery is the head coach at Tulsa, and he actually coached for Coach Briles at Stephenville and again at Baylor and U of H. And so because of that, I felt real comfortable with Cody when we interviewed him because I knew he was coming from the same background that I was. And I'm kind of – I tend to lean more towards the offensive side because that's what my background is. And so we got real lucky to get Cody from Sweetwater this past year. He and I kind of hit the ground running, and we have a really good camaraderie. He understands my philosophy. I understand his. We're very, very similar, and it's comforting for me as a head coach to be able to kind of turn it over to somebody that thinks like I do. So we're lucky to get both of them. They're both great coaches.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Casey Dacus, and we will be back. We'll get you the starting lineups, and we'll get you the kickoff of the 2018 season. It's Navasota taking on Bel Air Episcopal tonight. You've been listening to the pregame show with Coach Casey Dacus, brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is our business. Back with Rattler football right after this. This is Navasota football on Willie 98.7.